Coming up next, the wild and crazy Haas Outdoors.
In 95, I helped tow your trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It is time for the Haas Outdoors, bringing you the news, how-to tips, where to travel, information on events, making fun of Yellowstone tourists, rambling on things don't make any sense, and just being a plain goofball. Here is your host, Charles Haas.
Good morning, Montana.
Wakey, wakey.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Get your lazy butts out of bed. Good morning to you. As Frida said, wakey, wakey, it is 10:30 a.m. on this wonderful Monday morning. But for you ranchers, it's an unwonderful day in Moo Moo Land. Well, I tell you, I wish this weather would make his mind up. Next thing you know, it's cold, then it's hot, then it's cold, then it's hot.
That's the perks of living in Montana. You can have all four seasons in just one day.
When I lived in Livingston, we used to call it the two seasons, winter and almost winter. Our today's subject, we're going to be talking about grizzly bears. I don't know about you, Frida, but grizzly is one of my favorite animals to photograph.
I think they're absolutely beautiful. You just have to learn that they are wild and they will eat you, especially if they have young. I mean, it's common sense when you're out in the wilderness. In the wild wilderness, there's going to be wild animals, not tame ones, not ones you can walk up and pet like bison or anything like that, because they're going to retaliate. That's just the way they are. It's their nature. They don't know us. They're afraid of us. They're more afraid of us than we are of them.
Yeah, a lot of times if you approach a grizzly and don't show any threat to it, they'll just try and walk away from you. I've had that experience before.
Well, it depends. Unless they're really hungry. But don't ever run from them. You ever run, it doesn't matter how kind of mood they're in. You run, they're coming after you. You're gone. You know, I've noticed that. I mean, you're supposed to play dead. How long can you play dead? I've seen them maul people and leave them for dead. And they're not. I would never want to suffer like that. That's horrible.
Yes, I know a few people there on immigrant that got their face slashed off by a grizzly. One of them was a hunter. He was out with an outfitter, and the hunting guide went off and left him to check on another hunter there, and the grizzly smacked his one guy in the face and ripped a whole face off of him.
Oh, gross. Ugh. Yuck. Poor guy.
But the run-ins I've had with them have been kind of pleasant. Like I told you last week on our show, I had a grizzly come up 50 feet from me.
With the baby. With
the
cub.
No, not the baby.
When you were fishing at the Yellowstone.
No, this was in another part of Yellowstone Park.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know anything about that. I didn't remember that.
Maybe I didn't tell that one.
No, you told the one about the about the mother and a cub behind you while you kept fishing and everybody else took off when you stayed.
Okay, yeah. I was out photographing wildlife in a park one day, and this grizzly was there. We stopped and photographed it at a distance. It kept getting closer and closer. Finally, it came about 50 feet from me, and all I did was sit down.
Well, sit down and act like he's not even there.
Well, I was taking pictures of him.
Yeah, but, you know, if they're smaller than they are, the reason why they stand up is because they're not at your eye height. That's the part of their defense. When they get on their hind legs, it's so they can be bigger than you. You know what I mean? Although they are anyway, don't realize it because they're not eye to eye with you, you know?
But I wasn't a threat to it. I didn't try to do anything to harass anything. So he just looked at me, and I looked at him, and I think it was him because his mouth was closed.
Shut up. Wow. Oh, yeah, I get it now, because the fish and the, you know, to tell the fish apart, the male from the female, is the female's mouth is open. Or any type of animal, it seems like their mouth's open if they're female. So get that one. You know?
Yeah, that's what we're referring
to. That's something to remember right there. If you see an animal, its mouth's open, definitely a female.
Or for showing really bad attitude. I think the biggest part of the bear attacks is female bears.
No, that is not true.
Well, it seems like it. They got cubs with them, for one thing.
Well, those ones, yeah. I mean, I hear a lot of those, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But most of the bear attacks are male because they run. You cannot outrun a bear. You cannot climb a tree faster than a bear. If you see a bear, you're supposed to drop to the ground or be submissive, like on your knees and head down, cover your head.
Or if you're like me, have a 20-gauge shotgun, put a rifle slug in it, and...
And hit them in the head, or you're not going to kill them. They're still going to keep coming. If you don't shoot them in the freaking head or the face, you're done.
Yeah. I don't like bear spray.
You got to be pretty close to a bear to spray them.
Well, not that is like if you're in the wrong direction of the wind.
Yeah.
Bear... The bear...
No.
Spray, the bear spray will hit you in the face, and it won't do you any good anyway because you won't be able to see the bear coming.
Yeah, check this out. Some friends of mine back in Washington years ago had bear mace in the trunk of their car, okay? They were on vacation or something, and she threw something in the back of the car, and it punctured the bear mace can. It sprayed her husband, and the dog. The dog almost died, but it took them almost 24 hours to be able to see and breathe and taste everything properly again. Their eyes were, oh man, it's bad, bad stuff. Bad, bad, bad stuff. So if someone ever attacks you and you have bear mace and it's within your reach, it's perfect against a predator or someone that's going to hurt you or rape you or whatever they call that, you know.
I like to see a bear rape somebody. That would
I'm
be
talking
kind of...
human, people.
Oh,
human.
I thought you meant like a bear raping somebody.
Oh, okay, maybe I should have clarified that a little bit more. But no, I'm talking human male attacker. Bear mace would definitely work. I'll tell you that. I've seen the aftermath. It's not cool.
Okay, Frida, since you're a know-it-all, tell us all about this grizzly trapping in Yellowstone Park.
Okay, well, it's pretty funny, actually, because a little bit later we'll tell you a scenario on what happened with one of these biologists. So just one second here. They're getting ready to set to trap the bears in Yellowstone to study them and see if maybe they can domesticate them, which is ridiculous. Why do we even have wild refuge or wild sanctuaries for animals if they cannot be in their natural habitat the way that they're meant to be, as God created them? Wild animals, that's what they are. Not everything is supposed to sit and eat with a fork and a spoon. I mean, really? Come on.
Just like me?
You don't use a fork and a spoon.
Yes, I do that sometimes, you know? Sometimes I eat with my hands.
Don't we all? I love rice with, like, it's a Filipino. They eat curry chicken and rice, and they don't use...
And squid balls.
I would... Yuck. Okay, gross.
You know what squid balls...
Calamari.
Yeah, it's like hush puppies.
Well, they put squid in it and bread it and deep fry it? I mean...
Yeah, that's where they do that.
Yuck.
But,
I know.
The first time I heard that, I was thinking what you were thinking.
Yuck.
Right, back to this.
Okay. Okay, this is in Bozeman, all right?
No, that's... That's in Yellowstone Park.
Well, yeah, but it says Bozeman.
They can't. The press release is from Bozeman.
Oh, pardon moi. I was misinformed. The press release is from Bozeman. As part of the ongoing efforts required under the Endangered Species Act to monitor the population of grizzly bears in greater Yellowstone ecosystem, the U.S. Geological Survey, in conjunction with the National Park Service, is working to inform the public that pre-baiting and scientific capture operations are once again about to begin with Yellowstone National Park.
Are they going to use a picnic basket for a trap?
I don't know. Maybe down the way, I'll read that part. okay, back to biologists with the Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team will begin field captures on June 27th and continue through August 28th. Capture operations can include a variety of activities, but all areas where work is being conducted will have primary access points marked with warning signs. It is critical that all members of the public heed these signs. That means pay attention, people, because it's probably a big fine if you get caught there.
Yeah, it is. Maybe they should have a picture of a grizzly and a trap on there to let people know that internationally, who don't speak English.
No kidding, huh? Because we do have a lot of tourists that speak other languages. So hopefully it's legible for all languages to read. So we'll see.
You know, I'm able to speak three different languages.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Good English, bad English, and sarcasm.
Those are just one language, and that's called Charles Haas. Monitoring a grizzly bear distribution and other activities are vital to ongoing recovery of grizzly bears in the Yellowstone ecosystem. In order to attract bears, biologists use natural food sources such as fresh roadkill deer and elk. I think they're going to purposely run them over so that they can use them as bait. Up oh, there's one. Get it. Get it. 10 points. Just kidding. That's a joke. Potential capture sites are baited with these natural foods. Indications are that grizzly bears are in the area. Covert traps or foot snares will be used to capture the bears. Once captured, bears are handled in accordance with strict safety and animal care protocols developed by the IGBST, which is Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team.
I can see somebody walking along there went through the sign area and got caught in one of those traps.
Oh, gosh, that'd be bad.
What if it flung them up in a tree like they do on television?
How would you explain that one to your wife while you were gone so long?
Hanging upside down, just enjoying yourself, you know?
Trapped. Nothing new. Whenever bear capture activities are being conducted for scientific purposes, the area around the site will be posted with bright warning signs to inform the public of the activities occurring. So, it is important that the public heed these signs. Don't venture in there. If it's posted, just go away. I mean, go somewhere else. If you need more information regarding this and whereabouts this is going to be taken on, you call the hotline at 406-994-6675. Or you can get on their website, which is www.usgs.gov/science-interagency-grizzly-bear-study-team. Say that in one breath. Good Lord.
I bet you someone not sober can say that one.
Not when people aren't sober, they can barely do the ABCs backwards like you're supposed to. I couldn't do it sober or otherwise, so not unless I thought about it for a few minutes first before I had to do it. I'd have to really think about it because you couldn't just bust it out, I don't think. Maybe. Let's see.
I can say my ABCs backwards.
ZYXVWUTRS.
Oh, wait, there is an easy way of doing that.
P-O.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G.
Oh, that doesn't work like that. I'm talking from the backwards. From.
Oh, I thought you meant like turning your
C
back
C to A instead of A to Z, you goofball. Good Lord.
Yeehaw! It is time for some news. For the ones who are still awake, Martin's Creek discharges directly into the Stillwater River above Lower Stillwater Lake. A large waterfall upstream of the confluence with the water blocks upstream fish passage. Above the falls, approximately 5 miles of stream contains isolated population of hybrid-sized cutthroat trout, which are a result of stalking from the 1930s. The FWP is proposing to remove these fish, a plant-derived fish killer called rotenin. The rotenin routinely uses fishery management offers effective means eradicating unwanted fish species within an endangered species surrounding habit. In 2005, rotenin was successfully used to remove illegally introduced northern pike from Martin's Lake. After removing the hybridized fish, the FWP would restock Martin's Lake with native, non-hybridized western slope cutthroat trout. Restoring, maintaining, and protecting the native species and their habitats are part of the FWP's strategy to conserve, protect, and enhance fish and wildlife protection. These habitats and public opportunities to enjoy them.
A biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was attacked by a grizzly bear in Central Valley Wednesday morning. The individual suffered serious bite wounds, but is expected to recover fully. The U.S. FWS employee was working on a sage-grouse monitoring project on Red Rock Lake's National Wildlife Refuge, about 1 mile west of Elk Lake. The biologist heard a noise in the sagebrush and turned to see two grizzly bears in a close encounter situation.
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Approximately 80 to 100 yards away. One bear stood up and the other charged the biologist. The biologist deployed bear spray at the charging bear. Here we go with the bear spray. And throughout the attack until the attacking bear ran away with the other bear. Man, he's lucky. The biologist began leaving the site while reporting the incident to other U.S. FWS staff. Who came and helped the individual get medical attention. Seven
CPR,
who knows what else. Gosh, he's probably pretty tore up. That's sad. Seven people have been injured this year by bears in greater Yellowstone ecosystem, including two receptionists in Montana. Grizzly bear populations continue to become denser and more widespread in Montana, increasing the likelihood that residents and receptionists will encounter them in new places. Being prepared for such encounters is more important than ever to keep people and property safe and to cultivate natural bear behavior. So, you know, it boils down to common sense, people. Stay away from areas where bears are going to be chilling, you know, because you're going to get attacked. If you know where not to go, then don't go there. Straight up.
You know, if it was morons, would let's have a bear season, we wouldn't be having this problem. I mean, back in the early 90s, the last time we had a bear season here, I think 1990, 91, I can't remember what year it was. But we should bring that back again. You know, they tried to do that season in Wyoming, and some idiot federal judge saying, oh, that is too cruel, and there's not enough of them. So they canceled the season like a day before the season was going to open. And people was already out there, got their license, bought it, paid $600 to buy a bear tag. And they didn't get the, and they got refunded, though. But I would be so severely ticked off over that.
If you're with an outdoor organization, like to share some news, or want to brag about a hunting and fishing trip you was on, or just want to ramble on something about hunting and fishing, please email me at hawsoutdoors@treasurestateradio.com. That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you for listening in. This is Goofy Charles Hawes and Treasure State Radio saying so long and be safe out there.
Want to hear some outdoor news, outdoor humor, hunting and fishing tips, making fun of Yellowstone tourists, rambling on that don't make any sense, and just being a plain goofball? Listen out for
Hawes Outdoors
Mondays on TreasureStateRadio.com.